Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
To another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. I love wintertime, especially when it snows. When my kiddos were little, they would look outside our window, and if there was a blanket of snow on the ground, I knew what that meant. "Let's go outside and build a snowman," they would shout. And I would say, "Sounds like a plan. Don't forget to put on your snow pants and gloves," and I laugh to think about it now, because they would be dressed and outside in no time. In our first story today, you will meet Johnny. Johnny is excited that it's snowing outside and all the yards are covered with cold, crisp snow. It's the perfect kind of snow to build a snowman. Let's find out how Johnny and his friends dress up their snowman friend and what happens when the weather starts to get warmer. The Missing Snowman. "Mom, Dad, look," Johnny shouted. "It's snowing, it's snowing." And before you could say snowflake, Johnny had eaten his breakfast, dressed, and run out the door. Outside, everything was dressed in white. All the houses were wearing fluffy white hoods. Each tree was wearing long white gloves on its branches. And, best of all, a sparkling white carpet covered every yard. The snow was crisp and crunchy, perfect for building a snowman. Johnny started making snowballs. He rolled one snowball across the yard, and as it gathered up the snow, it got bigger and bigger until finally it was a huge snowball. Johnny did the same with a second snowball, then a third, until each one was just the size he needed. Then he stacked them one on top of the other and patted them smooth. When he was through, he had a snowman that was as big as he was. Johnny stood back and looked at his snowman, but something was missing. What was it? You need some clothes, Mr. Snowman Johnny decided. I need to dress you up. In Johnny's basement was a chest full of dress-up clothes. In it, he found just the things he needed to turn his plain snowman into a really special one. In a corner of the basement, Johnny spotted an old box and a cardboard tube. "I can use these too," he said. And with his arms full of all these wonderful things, Johnny ran up the stairs and back outside. "You're going to look great, Mr. Snowman," laughed Johnny as he worked. "I bet no one has ever seen a snowman who looks like a pirate." "Ship ahoy! Full speed ahead!" called Johnny. "I see someone coming. Who goes there, friend or foe?" "Hi, Johnny," laughed Benji. "We saw you from our window." "Can we play?" asked Jen. "We brought some things for your snowman." Johnny looked into the bag. "These are great," he said. "Let's put them on Mr. Snowman right now." And so they took off all the pirate clothes and set to work. What they saw made them all laugh. And Johnny said, "I bet no one has ever seen a snowman who looks like a clown. Look," Johnny shouted as he made some snowballs. "I'm Johnny the Juggler." "Me too," said Benji. "Oops, juggling snowballs isn't so easy." Just then, Tom and Susie came running across the street. "Can we be in your circus?" they asked. "Ginger can do lots of tricks," said Susie. "Sure," answered Johnny. Other children on the block soon arrived. They all wanted to play with Mr. Snowman. "I've got something to keep your snowman warm," said Ned. "I brought a funny nose," said Ted. "I have something for his head," said Kim. Everyone gathered around to see what the other children had brought. Then off came the clown clothes, and in no time at all, Mr. Snowman looked like a snowman. The children played all day. When the sun went down, it was time to go home. "Goodbye, Mr. Snowman," they all called. "See you tomorrow." Day after day, Mr. Snowman stood in Johnny's yard. And every day, Johnny and all his friends played with him. But little by little, the days began to get warmer. And little by little, Mr. Snowman began to get smaller. The smaller he got, the sadder Johnny felt. Warmer and warmer, smaller and smaller, sadder and sadder. Finally, the day came when all that was left of Mr. Snowman was a small heap of snow. Johnny was so sad that he started to cry. He missed his snowy friend. "Can't we do something to keep Mr. Snowman alive?" Johnny asked his mom. But Johnny knew the answer even before his mother shook her head no. There would be no more snow until next winter. "Think of all the fun things you can do in the spring," said Johnny's mother. But she wished she could think of something that would really cheer him up. One afternoon, when Johnny came home from school, he saw a little box on his bed. "What is this?" he wondered. Inside the box was a beautiful glass ball. And inside the ball stood a little snowman with a top hat, a scarf, and a tiny carrot nose. "This snowman is just like Mr. Snowman," cried Johnny. When Johnny turned the ball over, a snowstorm began. Now Johnny makes snowstorms whenever he wants them, even on hot summer days. But best of all, he has a snowman to keep until he can build a real Mr. Snowman again. I think part of the fun in making a snowman is adding all the details that make it unique. How do you like to dress up your snowman? Do you use a carrot for the nose and add a hat, scarf, and gloves? Whatever you use, I'm sure it's great. One year, my children put a cowboy hat on their snowman and a red bandana, and even added sunglasses. But one thing that stayed the same year after year was that when it was time to come inside, they wanted hot cocoa and a gingerbread cookie. Which reminds me, let's listen to this next story about a very adventurous gingerbread man. The Gingerbread Man. An old woman and her husband lived together on their farm. One day, the old woman said, "I will make a gingerbread man for my husband's supper." She mixed the gingerbread in a bowl. Then she rolled it out and shaped it like a little man. She gave him raisin eyes, a cherry mouth, and nuts for buttons. At last, the gingerbread man was ready for the oven. After a time, the old woman looked into the oven to see if her baking was done. She had no sooner opened the oven than the gingerbread man hopped up, leapt to the ground, and ran straight for the open door. "Stop, stop," cried the old woman. The gingerbread man sped into the vegetable patch, the old woman close behind him. The husband was tending vegetables. "Stop, stop," he cried when he saw the gingerbread man. But the gingerbread man called, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man started down the road, the old woman and her husband close behind him. Soon, the gingerbread man passed an old hound dozing in the sun. "Stop, stop," the hound barked. But the gingerbread man only laughed. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man took off across a grassy meadow. The old woman, her husband, and the hound close behind him. Soon, the gingerbread man passed a cow, munching crunchy clover. "Stop, stop," the cow mooed. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread man came to a town. The old woman, her husband, the hound, and the cow close behind him. It was market day, and the streets were crowded with people. "Look at the gingerbread man," cried a child. "Stop, stop," cried the townspeople. "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." Now the old woman, her husband, the hound, the cow, and all the townspeople were close behind the gingerbread man. At last, the gingerbread man came to a stream. On the bank sat a fox. An old woman, her husband, a hound, a cow, and all the townspeople are close behind me, said the gingerbread man, panting. "Too bad," said the fox. "I must get across the stream," said the gingerbread man. "I can help you," said the fox. "Hop onto my back." The gingerbread man hopped up and the fox jumped into the water. After swimming a short way, the fox said, "The water is getting deeper. Hop onto my neck." The gingerbread man did as the fox suggested. After swimming a little farther, the fox said, "The water is up to my neck. Hop onto the top of my head." The gingerbread man did as the fox suggested. Just then, the fox gave his head a toss and opened his mouth wide. The gingerbread man flipped into the air and landed smack between the fox's jaws. Crunch, munch!
that gingerbread man was gone.
The fox trotted home, waving his bushy tail. Of the old woman, her husband, the hound, the cow, and all the townspeople, only the fox was clever enough to get that silly gingerbread man for his supper. That fox was certainly clever. Maybe next time the old woman will make chocolate chip cookies instead. So, if you live in a place that gets snow in the wintertime, go outside and build a snowman or snow woman. Make snow angels, build snow forts, and enjoy the winter season. Because, before you know it, spring will be here. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
I'm Anne Marie Kelly. Wild Precious Life is a podcast about dreaming big, digging in and connecting across distance, division, and loss. In each episode, I talk with prize-winning writers, musicians, and wanderers who remind all of us how we can make the most of the time we have. So meet me here. Let's walk and talk and dream and discover what it means to be wild, precious, and brave.